Good morning. Thank you for tuning into this program, Fire Shut Up in My Bones. Please turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. We're gonna hop around a little bit. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5 says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." All right, now go with me to Genesis chapter 2, verse 19. It says there, "And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he will call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof." Let's pray. Dear Jesus, please teach us something out of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What I want to talk about today, and this has been laid on my heart due to past experiences, is never change you unless the you conflicts with God. Never change you unless the you conflicts with God's word. All right, that's the title. Guys, the way you are and what you like is because God made you that way. Okay? There's a lot of things that you like that is not a sin. Some of you are into video games and are good at it. Okay? I'm not going to knock the video games. Video games are okay as long as if it's not an idol. Some of you are really good at making and putting together guns. Right? And that's your passion. Some of you are good at art. Some of you are good at combat sports. Some of you are good at football and basketball. And even though you're very passionate about that, there's something I must commend you, the listeners. You have placed God first in your life. When the wrestling match was on a Sunday, you skipped. When the jiu-jitsu match was on a Sunday, you skipped that jiu-jitsu match that's on a Sunday. Why? The Bible says, "Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is." Some of you love to work and make money. Nothing wrong with that. But there was a time when your boss said, "You want to make some extra money, but you have to work on a Sunday." And you, because you love God, put God first and said, "I'm sorry, I can't work on Sunday. I'm going to church." And I commend you for that. And if you're listening to what I'm saying, I encourage you to continue to do that. It's worth it. Do not compromise. Don't compromise. Now, even though that you guys do that, and also may I add that some of you that are listening are soul winners or soul warners. You're warning people about hell. You're soul conscious. You're passing out tracks. You're trying to live right. So when you're among the other wrestlers, the other boxers, the other athletes, or your other coworkers, they see Jesus Christ in you. Because of you, they know what a Christian really is. And then they ask you, "Hey, what makes you different?" And then you tell them, "I'm different because I asked Jesus to save me." And then you present them the gospel message. Or there could be another Christian that's in the same secular arena as you and need some encouragement. And then you and that teammate get together and start studying God's word and paying attention to the Lord. Now, that's all possible because you never changed you. Now, the only time when you should change yourself is when you are conflicting with God's word. Go with me to Romans chapter 12. And let's read verse 2. Bear with me one moment. I need to find Romans. Romans chapter 12. There you go. I passed it. Romans chapter 12. Okay. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. "And be not conformed to this world." Now, I'm going to preach a sermon later on today on what is worldly. But keep this in mind. Worldly has to do with anything, any message that is against God. The God of this world right now is Satan. And he speaks against the commandments of God. That's what worldly is, all right? So be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Don't let the world form you. Let God do the forming. Conform to the what? Image of God, all right? That's what you're supposed to be doing. All right, so enough of that. The reason why I'm preaching this message today about not changing is, as I read from Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, the Lord formed you. That means the way you are, what you like, what your passions are, your abilities is because the Lord made you that way. And too many times we grow up in church, and despite us loving the Lord and doing His will, people only see the outside and not the inside of our bodies. That is, we love the Lord. They think, oh, you do too much wrestling. You do too much artwork. You need to concentrate on one thing. You need to go to Bible college. You need to get closer to God. I had a guy telling me at church one time, you do too much artwork and too much drawing. You need to get into your Bible. So I asked him, how many times did I read my Bible yesterday? And he said, oh, I don't know. I said, four times. And then he became ashamed. And my dad was there. He said, you know, I don't read my Bible as much as I should. Right? Or, you know, a lot of these people that cast, you know, judgment like that, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing themselves. Okay? They'll say, you need to get closer. I was at a conference one time, and I saw this teenager. I was a teenager at the time. It was like a youth con. It was a youth conference. And with tears in this teenager's eye, he got on the altar in front of everybody. The pastor was hugging him. And he said, I decided to quit football to get closer to God. And he's over there crying. I am like, he's probably crying because he has to quit that football. Right? And everyone is applauding that in the church. Everyone applauded. But I'm like, you really can't get closer to God while playing football? You know, the Bible says, if you love me, keep my commandments. If the football game's on a Sunday, don't show up. You can still play football. I mean, what are you going to do? Okay, think about this with me, brethren. After work or whatever that guy was doing after school, what is he going to do? Go home, sit there and do nothing? Hey, I hate to break this to you, but nobody talks to God all day long and read their Bible all day long. Right? They should. We should. And I think it's possible we could be praying and talking to the Lord, reading the Bible, but no one does that after work, really. You know, they read the Bible before bed. But after work, what are you going to do? Sit home and get fat? And that's why obesity among Christians is so high. After high school, they get out of high school. Oh, I got to stop sports. I have to put that thing behind me. I got to concentrate on God now. What? All right. Meanwhile, there's people in sports that are seeking the Lord that we could be we be witnessing to. God made you for that specific person, okay? So don't change you. God is, you're a tool. God made you a tool for a specific purpose for such a time as this. All right, let's go to Genesis chapter 2, verse 19. Now, this is very personal to me as to the subject we're talking about this morning. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam. Now look at this now. To see. That's amazing that the God of the universe wants to see and is interested in what Adam is doing. The Bible says in Psalm 8, what is man that thou art mindful of him? God is interested in the things you're doing. Hey, Christian, did you know that God is interested in you getting on your hands and knees and asking God, God, I put you first. I'll never compromise. I never idolize my sports. My sports will never be my idol. But Lord, can you be with me in this football game today? Lord, I'm going to wrestle this opponent. Can you please give me strength to represent your name today? Right? God, I've just found out that wrestling tournament that I qualified for is on a Sunday. Give me courage to not go and be in church where I'm supposed to be. Okay? Lord, I'm going to do jiu-jitsu today. Be with me. Wrestle with me in this jiu-jitsu tournament, Lord. Let's do this together. Did you know that God is interested in you talking to him that way and teamworking? I call this divine teamwork. God wanted to give Adam a job to do, okay? And it's based on his ability. God gave a job to Adam, which was to name the animals, God wanted to see what Adam will name the animals. God wants to be involved in every aspect of our lives and is interested to see the outcome. Now, look at this now. Let me continue reading the verse. And every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he will call them. Wow. God is interested. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Guys, do you realize that, you see, we have the name for these reptilians called crocodile. You know who's responsible for naming those animals? And it's named that to this very day, Adam. You say, well, there's different languages. Well, guess who made different languages? God. When God confounded the languages at the Tower of Babel, the meaning of those animals, though in different languages, meant the same thing. Matter of fact, check this out. The name human comes from the Latin root word humus, meaning dirt. That's why your name, what did God form Adam from? From the dust of the ground, all right? From the dust of the ground. And that's why we're named human, right? So at the Tower of Babel, when God divided up the languages, we're still named what we're supposed to be named to this very day, okay? So anyway, the outcome is that Adam named all the animals. Guys, when you live right and put God first, God will use you. He uses your personality, your traits, your abilities, your talents to win people to Jesus Christ. Okay? You never know who God is going to send you to be a witness to. Or God will send people to you to be a witness, so you can witness to them. It happens a lot. You have to keep God first so God can use you. He wants a clean vessel. Let me tell you guys, I met different people, and it's all to the glory of God. He formed me and made me Darian Mortley, someone that's interested in many things. And over the years, people thought there was a problem with that, that I need to focus on just the Lord, which I do. I do. You know, I hate to say this, but a lot of the guys that all it did was just like go to church, pass out tracts, and didn't do sports, a lot of them, they fell by the wayside. Some of them, they had sex before marriage, right? They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're out, you know. So what's the point then? And the point is, you got to keep God first, right? So quitting a sport because you need to get closer to God, I don't know about that. If you weren't keeping God first in the first place, quitting something ain't gonna help. You need to focus on the Lord. But anyway, I met people. God brought me to people, and now, God is working and ministering to a lot of people, all because I refuse to listen to people trying to change me. I guarantee you that if I had listened, I wouldn't have met the people that I've met. They wouldn't be in church today because I listened to people if I had listened to people that tried to advise me to go against my programming. God knew me before I was formed and programmed me to be who I am today so he can use me. So guys, the point of all this is, the application that I learned from all this is, God gave us different personalities and interests so we can make a permanent impact in the lives of others. Adam's ability was a great memory. So God used that ability for an amazing job. If a painter says, "May God bless my hands," God will be involved in that painter's life to impact lost painters with salvation of Jesus Christ. Salvation is permanent, is a permanent impact, just as naming the animals. Let's pray. Actually, one more thing. Salvation is a permanent impact, just as naming animals. So when you meet those people and you give them the gospel, which is God's word about salvation, which is, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And they do get saved. You just left a permanent impact it's not you that did it. God was just using you, and you witnessed God do something, a permanent impact. But you played a part in having a soul reside in heaven forever. So don't change, guys. I mean, there's too much of that. I grew up in church, man, and it's like It's like the fellow brethren thing. There's something satanic about sports. I don't know where that came from. If anything, we need to do masculine sports, because, hey, some of you might get mad at me for saying this, but I was watching some young men at a youth conference, and they had this game where you throw this little ball around and bounce it off each other's heads or whatever. And may I tell you, they look very feminine, very, very, hey, I'm just going to say it, dorky, right? We need to put some heart, you know, thank God for some of these camps that have these football camps out there, you know. We need to have some judo camps and wrestling camps and have God in this stuff and have preaching, because our men are looking way too feminine. And I have a problem with that. God has a problem with that. Christian men should be manly and masculine, not sissies. Okay, so, you know, enough of that. So I pray that this was a blessing to you. Lord, help us to be proud of who you made us to be. But if you convict us and tell us we're doing wrong, to change. But, you know, we are what we are because you made us to be who we are. So help us to remember that and encourage us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.